broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Eight nineteen. We're minute early.
Yeah.
Why don't you just play another commercial?
Do another commercial.
Yep. We got another minute. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, the Friso guys always like to hear
them
guys
talk. Things are going good up there.
They do a hell of a job, them guys. They take a lot of pride in that.
They do. I'll tell you what, that's there's a lot of guys turning over in that, too. And I love seeing that.
I do, too.
That way, everybody's getting involved and...
Yep.
Nobody's afraid to jump in there and take charge. And
they need somebody to run a concession stand, though, I heard.
Yeah, I've seen that, too.
That'd be a perfect job for
just,
her own
just to mostly organize. They don't need to write, like, they don't need to be the ones doing all the stuff. They just need to have somebody that's going to coordinate stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got anything to do with organizing. I'm out.
If it's my kids, all you need is them freeze pops, my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
That might... You know,
I love them.
Charge them $3 for one.
Yep.
Especially if grandpa's paying, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, make a ton.
You're gonna make a fortune.
No freeze pop. Welcome to Sports Talk 820 here on a Wednesday night, and we got a great show. We got Holly Gann calling in. Holly was gonna stop up, but she had some. She had some mom duties to do.
She got some munchkins.
Yeah.
You got the munchkins out there.
She asked if she could call in, so she's gonna call in to bottom
she
of the
could
hour.
Probably. Those are great kids. Just leave them at home alone by themselves.
Yep.
Yeah. Piece cake.
Come on up.
They are great kids, she does one hell of a job, and I'm sure I think, does she coach track, too?
I think she does. Yeah.
I think she's
If not, she at least goes in and gives some pointers. Right. I think she
helps with that.
I don't know if she's technically that.
Yeah. I think she does think
those
she
kind of things. If she doesn't, she should. But that's a suggestion, so now she's going to have to. Because Bubba said it.
Yep. Well, I'm just saying that, she's...
Yeah.
She's probably got a lot of irons in the fire, just like old Fee does. Busier now.
Busy. Yeah. Busy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just like Spency.
Yep.
Busy.
Come up here.
How about hit you the other day? What were you doing?
You about hit me where?
I was coming out from the. I was coming out from the ATM.
Oh yeah, I was standing there waiting for you to get out of the way so I'd go to the ATM.
Oh,
I was there for like.
New machine sucks.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Ain't good.
I don't like it at all.
It takes 80 minutes to get $5.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Damnedest thing I ever seen.
Yeah, you put your card in, wait 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah,
screen. Changes go, nope, can't put the number in yet. So another 10 seconds, you can put the number in. Then it sits there and gives you two different screens for 5 or 10 seconds, and then you can do something. Then,
we complain about the dumbest things, though, don't we?
Yeah, it used to be a lot harder than that. But
I mean, it's an extra 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's at Second National.
We got
now.
Things to do.
At Mercer Savings Bank, you can't do a deposit at that machine. You can't do a deposit at the ATM.
I've never done a deposit in an ATM. That's stupid.
That's what I do with everything I have here.
No, that's dumb.
Why? I can do it when I get done with basketball game. I can sit here and do my banking stuff, and 11 o'clock at night, I can drive in there and deposit the checks.
Number in.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they know how much there is?
Well, the new machine reads it. It used to be you put it in an envelope, and you'd write down how much it was, and you'd punch it in and put the whole envelope in with 2 or 3 checks. Now, you stick in a whole stack of them, if there's 2 or 3 or 4 or 7, and it goes through each one of them and adds them up. I don't know how it does that. That's pretty
interesting.
America.
I don't like it.
Can't beat it.
The land of the free and the home of the ATM. That's exactly right. Nice win last night for the Indians, Pete.
Absolutely big win. We needed that one.
Yep.
Boring game.
Oh, boring as hell.
Woo.
Really?
Minster was pretty patient. Just kind of threw it around and threw it around and threw it around. But we came out on top. That's all that matters.
A Mac win.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're 14-7.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll tell you what.
Yep.
I don't know if I'd have predicted that.
I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I predicted 14-8. I said, when me and Rob Weber were going back and forth, me and Rob Weber, Weber. Big Rob Weber.
Wobby Weber.
He'll be at the game tomorrow night, but Jeff Overholser is doing the boys' game on Friday.
Right. Copy out, finally. He sucks.
Kicking him out?
I don't know. It's not up to me. Rob's doing doing both of those games, so...
Really?
Or WPGW is going to be simulcast. So,
well,
in my case,
Calvary's out.
No, he's not. Yeah.
He's out because his daughter's swimming.
Oh yeah, that's right. On Friday.
Oh, Bowling Green.
Yeah, he told me. He said I probably ain't going to be able to make it. He said I might try to make it back to the game.
Who's our swimmers?
I don't know. That's just stuff you might want to look at later on.
We got the girls all MAC team.
All MAC team.
But how about our swimmers?
We ain't sure about that.
I know Tegan Forkamp's going in two events.
Yep.
And then we got a relay team going.
There's a relay team, yep.
Might be two.
Two relay.
Audrey Butt might be going too.
Could be.
Yeah, I don't know who
Mindy? I should have.
Mindy listening? Mindy, you got to call in, tell us.
Somebody, Perry Hall's listening.
Perry wouldn't.
Perry will text it.
So if you want to call, it's the Hastings hotline.
567. Ooh, I got to text Holly.
510-0114.
Hello.
567-510-0114.
Well, how about this? How about we take a break, pay some bills? We'll come back with athletic director / head coach of the Lady Indians,
she'll know.
Holly Gamm. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Are you a steak lover? Wayne Street Market is the place you need to go. They have their no-limit meat sale going on now, and their prices are a lot lower than anybody around. Boneless ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and New York strips and T-bones are just $7.99 a pound. This is a good time to stock up and fill your freezer. You don't want to be caught without a great steak to grill up on that first nice day. Come in now for the no-limit meat sale at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 begins an interesting business year. Has your business experienced change within your operation? Or maybe you've undergone the loss of internal critical personnel, a trusted banker, or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action on how to navigate these challenges in your business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
Here are the basketball games coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians begin their tournament trail. They'll play Waynesfield Goshen at Spencerville at 7:30, and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the game. On Friday, the boys will play their last regular season game as they travel to New Bremen to take on the league co-leading Cardinals. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game. If the girls beat Waynesfield Goshen on Thursday, they'll play again at Spencerville on Saturday at 7:30 against the winner of the Minster-Ridgemont game, and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game. Lots of basketball this weekend as the boys finish their regular season and the girls begin their tournament play. So get to as many of these games as you can, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for this Friday's boys basketball game at New Bremen will be sold tomorrow only in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be no ticket sales on Friday. Pre-sale tickets are $7 for both adults and students. All tickets at the door will be $8.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, and joining us on the Hastings Hotline is the head girls coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Holly Gamm. Holly, how are you tonight, sweetie?
I am wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk Indians hoops. And Holly, when you start a basketball season out, your number one goal is to improve and get better. And I can safely and 100% say that happened to our girls team. Agree?
100%.
Yep.
I'm really, really proud of where we started and where we are at now. And I think that just goes down to this group of girls. And every year that I've coached, now this is my third season, each group has been so different, you know. And this one is very unique in the way that they were just a fun group to constantly be around, kept things light, worked really hard constantly every day, pushed each other to become better. And we kept talking about this much longer journey that we have to be able to take. And this journey of like, just the grind, you know, the grind of the record and the grind of losing games and being able to play three quarters against really, really good teams, you know, around Christmas time or beginning of December and just not being able to finish those out. And just constantly having good conversations about that process and what it looks like and trying to really, really get kids to develop both on the court, skill-wise and mentally within just a basketball game. Call a spade what it is, we were lacking some varsity experience from the squad coming up. So the only person that really had high volume minutes there is going to be Whitley. And you know, Mara has some field time there, and Grace has had some road time there, but not in the role that they were definitely going to be doing this year. And I think that's the hardest part about adjusting. And you guys have been around long enough to know and watch kids evolve from one year to the next, and how roles can change pretty quickly. So I thought it's just accolades to those girls and just working hard every day and trusting in that process of good times and bad. It's all about them. I mean, it's all because of them.
Sure.
I mean, we don't go in there and do anything special. By no means. We're not doing anything special. Yeah. Those girls are choosing to do that every day.
We talked a little bit last week when the girls were in here, and you know, for the seniors, they did a good job. I thought you did a nice job coaching them, and they kind of took those young girls under their wings and helped them out a lot. And I mean, you've got a young squad coming in, you know, and like Bob said, I mean, from the beginning to now, you've gotten so much better, and that's glad. I gave those girls a lot of credit for that, because you know, as a senior, you know, you want to win, but yet you're going to be part of the winning in the next few years just because you did a job with those girls and made them better.
Well, and we have two great seniors that I think, and they would agree with this, is that they're not the loudest kids on the court. Mm-hmm. They just model the way in which things need to be done.
Yep.
You know, with going 100 all the time. You know, Grace does a lot of things that it's not always the obvious thing. So when I go back and watch film sometimes, it's always Grace that's always having an extra set of hands down low to help person, or she's pushing people through, not most vocal, but just doing those little things right. And Grace has been patient. I mean, she has yet to get real hot on the floor. So I just keep telling her, I was like, hey, I don't know what you're waiting on, but you just go ahead and save those babies when
see
we need
what them. Happens. That's,
you know?
Right.
She's a great shooter. She'll go to practice and just nail one three after another three after another three. And you know, we get in a game and it's like, sometimes we just, you know, we're smacking the backboard.
Yep.
So we're not touching it. And so it's just, it is. And those two girls, they work hard. They get along, you know, and again, they understand what this was going to be, and they knew it coming in, and they were okay with it. And they're still okay with it. And today we had practice, and I tell you what, it's just fun. Like, I can't always say, like, that it's a long season. Like, at this point, you're probably, you know, with lack of better words, you're ready to move on. Like, you're tired of seeing the same people. But today, it just gets to the point where, you know, hey, this is where we're at. Just go over a couple things, keep it really light, you know, laugh a little bit, joke around, and get in, get out, and let's go win a game tomorrow. That's
absolutely
pretty much what it was.
Holly, so, when we look at this year's team, and I have a philosophy, and I'm an idiot, but I'm going to tell you my philosophies, okay? These girls, your three best players, Grace, Mara, and Whit, lost an absolute heartbreaker of a volleyball game, their last tournament game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a carryover as far as they were so down losing that game the way they did. And I felt like there was a carryover as in you know, oh man, this sucks. You know, and I that's why I applaud them, because when you got kids like that and you got seniors, you could shut it down. I mean, lot of teams have had seniors that just said, you know what, chuck it, man.
I'm done. Yeah,
I'm done. But that was not the case with these girls. And when you played Minster the last time, you could say Witt played her best game ever as a high school basketball player.
Absolutely, she did.
Agreed.
You know?
Well, and I'll go even argue. I mean, the Witt we've seen for the last 4 or 5 games is just phenomenal. I mean, the Witt I see in practice, just from transition, and honestly, it's like, hey, came back from being off a little bit and just came back hungrier. I mean, mm-hmm. and just found a way not only to make herself better, but again, that nonverbal leader that she is, she's also finding a way to make everybody that's around her better, including myself. Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty about these guys, is like, I love them so much because they make me a better human being. I mean, this is a whole learning experience for everyone. They make me better. I make them better. You know, they call me out on my crap because, let's be honest, I've got enough of it. and I do the same to them. But I just feel like that's just the working relationship that True. We have yep. moving forward. And it's just, that's what we got now.
Yeah.
You know, it just works. It just works. And so for her, like I said, you know, she's down there battling with Carly or Grace or Kennedy, or, you know, Eva Collins is coming in and giving us great stuff, just good nose, hard-nosed kid working hard in practice. And Witt's just making those guys better every single day. And the cool part is early, it was like, oh my gosh, it's Witt. We don't want to go down there or stay away, or gosh, I don't want to guard her. Where now they're at the point in the year where, you know, they do. They love it. They love making contact and with her, and, you know, and she's the kid that stops and helps them up and socks them down again and helps them back up and says, let's go again. So, yeah. I mean, it's just, she's just a neat kid to be around.
Holly, I had a theory about why Whitley been playing much better the last month or so, and I don't know if it's even remotely correct, but toward the end of the volleyball season, she had broken her thumb, and she's fighting with that, and I know it was bothering her early in the basketball season. Has that healed, and is that maybe a reason why she's really playing all out, because that has healed? Is that even close to a decent theory?
Well, and we had that some, and then we actually re-injured it, and then we got a concussion there. So, yeah, she's had some time to rest it. But actually, to be fair, we talked about it yesterday or the day before that, and she said it's still sore, it's still tender, you know, but she's a tough kid. So reality is, she's, you know, kids that are just that tough, they just find a way to play through things like that. You know, she never takes a day off unless we make her.
Right.
You know,
it does seem like she was kind of favoring it early in the season.
Sure.
But,
you know, and again, such a long season. I mean, it's just such a grinder. And once you get going, it's not like we take a lot of days. I mean, when do you take days off? Maybe a couple days here or there around Christmas. But, you know, it's just such a long season. And so, yeah, I think that break there that she got was probably good for her thumb and good for just good all the way around. Came back hungrier.
Yeah. Holly, the MAC team come out and first team Mara Pearson, the only sophomore on the list. Witt got second team. When I look at Mara Pearson, I just think that she has not even scratched the surface of how good that girl could be. And you know, for her to get first team, if you would ask Mara what kind of season she had, I guarantee you Mara would say, I've sucked. Because of her she is so athletic and her expectations are so high.
Yeah.
And you know, but that girl couldn't be, she is going to be one hell of a basketball player. And she doesn't even have a clue how good she can be yet.
I would agree. Yeah. Her and I, gosh, she don't get a break from me much. She takes it pretty honest because it's just the way she operates. You know, we get to sit and talk every day, and she's so athletic and she knows it. And she has high expectations for herself. And that continuous get a feel for or a reminder and taste of success. And for her, it's important. You know, got on her about jumping passing lanes in Minster real hard. Like, get up in that lane. Like, you can helm that girl, right? She does it one time, and the next three games, I don't even have to tell her again. It's just, she's got to figure it out now, you know? And that's her just being able to get some breed and use that athleticism for her sakes. And, I mean, she's so quick.
Yeah.
So quick. Jumps out of the gym. You know,
she's
run this one play, which I'm sure you guys know exactly what play I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Backside lob.
Yeah.
And it's just gorgeous for
it
her.
It is.
I mean, it's just gorgeous.
She's good.
And it's all the way around. Somebody's got to pass the ball. That's the other thing. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, if Coach Reesner said, okay, Holly, you got to pass the ball, I'd been like,
what do I want to do that for?
Like, let me set the screen.
Did you ever have an assist?
Like, from. Me? Actually, yeah.
No.
I did have an assist.
Uh-huh. Right.
That wasn't
That's because
nice.
Sam would never make it.
Fine.
Could get anybody score.
Sam couldn't make it. We know Abby could.
Oh, gosh. We were talking about that the other day. But anyways, another time, another place.
I know. Absolutely.
But, oh, gosh. But,
now,
you know,
Mara.
Yeah, she's a neat kid. She works
is.
So hard.
She is
I
a
mean,
good kid.
Coachable kid, wants to do well, works hard. You know, the more she plays, the better she's going to get.
Yeah.
You know, she reminds me, I mean, and I hate to compare us to Minster, but she can do exactly what Ivy and Janae could do at the top of that. That's where we'll get, you know, where you guys couldn't even barely come down the floor because these guys are just sitting right there ready to pick your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, between her, you know, like I love what I'm seeing with Callie and Kinsey before Kinsey got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alexis Wendell can defend the crap out of people. You know, we've got a lot of great pieces here in this puzzle piece, you know? And so that's why I said, when you look back at the season, it's like, hey, here's what I know. We accomplished our goal. Our goal is to continuously get better every single day.
Yep.
If we learn one new thing every single game, we retain it. We can learn 22 new things. And we're going to be able to make some people scared. And I think I can honestly say that coming in the night before a tournament that, you know, our focus is tomorrow to get Waynesfield.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely. Let's
but
get them.
If we get the opportunity to play on Saturday, it's probably going to be Minster. And I guarantee you they're scared.
They don't want us.
You could not have hit that more perfectly. You talk about the development of your team. And I think the biggest development is a play of Kennedy Mullenkamp. And you know, here's a freshman who's a you know out there starting out like deer in headlights to the point now where she had a play against Minster. And I think we were down one or down two, and we had the ball, and I would say there was 2 minutes left. And she took the ball right in front of you. And I think you even said, you know, go to the rack. And she come around you, and she dribbled it off her leg. And went out of bounds.
Yeah.
But you know what? In that situation, I love the fact that she wasn't scared.
She was going
where out. Early in the year, you know, she that would have never happened. And kudos to her for figuring it out.
Well, and that exact moment, we went back in the locker room. Because obviously, you know, here's the thing. Is the other thing that we learned how to do all year, which never has points associated with it, is just learning how to compete. Right. Yep. So we have a group of girls that need to learn how to compete and work together. So with Kennedy, you know, we're working on this because all summer, Kennedy is our calming goat. We go to Ball State.
Okay.
You know, we are in this D1 division because for whatever reason, they throw us in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're playing giant schools and Kennedy doesn't come off the floor because she is literally the calming goat. She's so calm. She's chill. Like, didn't say anything, you know, got bodied around a lot. Not a problem, not a whatever. So we go into this year and, you know, clearly base is being, you know, it's pretty physical. We're working on just development, obviously in practice every day, being able to bang against each other, the better, whatever. So we go to Minster and she does exactly what I said. I go in the locker room, Coach Vaughn and I were both just so happy because that was a kid that never would have put that on the floor in a tackle room ever. You know, but we've been seeing that more just since after Christmas. Oh, go. It's okay. We don't really care, you know. And so instead of looking at it like, oh, my gosh, you lost this game because it went off the leg, it was very much more very rejoiceful locker room.
Absolutely.
Hey, we just came out there and we competed. Okay, yep, we just did a lot of good things. Hey, you know what? The thing that is so awesome is that we just did a lot of good things and we still turned the ball over 20 times.
Yeah.
So that's the most frustrating part with this group, is our girls work so hard. We will scrape and claw and scrape and claw. And then sometimes it's like, gosh, if we can just get that turnovers down. But what I realized is, okay, we're not getting those turnovers down. That means we need to learn how to play with those guys, with the turnovers.
I mean,
we'd love to wake up and have a 12 turnover game, because you know what? That would clearly make our lives easier. But we're not going to dwell on it. We're just going to continue to work really, really hard and hope that it comes out in the end for us.
Sure. But don't you feel like
you lose the Minster by four? It's like, gosh, you know, they had 12 turnovers and we had 20 turnovers. And
yeah. Don't you feel like, though, Holly, a lot of them, the turnover problems that we have, our maturity. I mean, the stronger these girls get, 100%. You know, they get in that weight room, and next year, all of a sudden, those turnovers are going to go away. A lot of them, I
100%.
Think.
We talk about that a lot. I mean, how strong, like, that off-season work is just so important.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important. We got to be able to do the X's and O's.
We got to be able to shoot. October we got to shoot. Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
Lots of shooting. X's and O's in October. It has to start in October.
Holly,
we can't wait till... Yeah, December to start really talking X's and O's.
Yep. Let's talk a little bit about your foe tomorrow night, Waynesville Goshen, a team that on paper, you know, they're a lot like us. I think if we can go there and put some pressure on them, I like our chances. And mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about Goshen.
All right. Well, Goshen has a couple guards that are really super quick and athletic. Honestly, one of them kind of reminds me of a little Mara, like super fast, can jump out of the gym, just real quick hands. Mara's definitely, I feel like, has better basketball skills. If we feel that we are going to be able to pressure them and get them to turn it over, mm-hmm. just because they do. When they play fast, they're throwing it out everywhere. Have two bigger girls, taller girls, that it looks, I just got a roster, it looks like they're going to start them. So that'll be interesting. I think they're going to try to go a little bigger on us, which is fine. But the girls, we're going to be okay. We're going to try to pressure them into man. This team actually just switches defenses religiously. They're in a 1-3-1, then they're in a 1-2-2, then I've seen some 2-3, I've seen a box and one. And they'll keep moving through them all. So we worked on a lot of that today. They'll run and jump. I mean, you name it, they will do about anything.
Try about anything.
So I'll be we're getting better. Obviously, that's where that basketball knowledge kind of comes into play, that we really are working on being able to read that. Because obviously, who brings the ball up for us really is determinative kind of what the other team has.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really care if it's
absolutely.
Whit's got to dribble it up, we'll make Whit dribble it up. We don't really... We'll just see what they got and kind of make adjustments there. So that's kind of what we got going on for tomorrow, is just we're going to make those adjustments kind of on the fly. We've gone through enough stuff over the last 5 days to kind of get us ready for this next season. So I feel really good about where we're at. The girls are really responsive. You know, Waynesville's going to be physical from what I can see on film. I didn't watch them in person or anything, but I don't think it's at the level that we are. Offensive boards are a strength for us. We'll be able to control the boards with our effort there. So,
well, I appreciate you taking the time to get away from the Rugrats, get them in the tub, and talk to me and Fee and Spency up here on Sports Talk.
Absolutely.
I'm going to leave you with this, okay? you're hired as our athletic director, and it was an overwhelming, huge, home run by our school. And it was a home run. People will see how big a home run it was when you have senior night and you honor Amalia Jimenez Martin. And that little girl bawled her eyes out.
Class act. That was a great
A class thing for you to do, kid. And I'm not gonna sit here but I just thought that that's why we love you. Stuff like that, and keep up the great work.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah. And it has been a whirlwind probably for the last, I mean, I can't believe it's February, to be fair, just because it's been crazy, right?
Yeah.
But I just love it. I love my job. I love being able to coach. I feel like it's a good balance. We have a good balance. You know, mm-hmm. some days are always harder than others. But before I did all this, some days were always harder than others.
Sure.
So I don't, you know, can't take that, put things in perspective, but I will always go back on the same. It's like the same reasons I loved being able to move back home are the same reasons I love what I do now. It's just like our community is so wonderful. The people around you are just so wonderful. Yeah. And I'll never can do anything inside my four walls without the help of Stacy and Cheryl and Tony and, you know, Mr. Brown. And I mean, it's just, we just have a great dynamic of dynamics and build up of people that are just willing to do what's best for kids. And, you know, as, and I can say that pretty good because I get to see it every day. But, you know, I'll toot my horn with Mr. Saul. Like, we're cleaning up blood. We're cleaning up puke in the student section. Like, you name it. Like, it's probably going to happen at a basketball game.
I'll tell you what, Holly. You also impressed me with your social media stuff is fantastic. And I think the things that you did for the kids' nights on the boys' and the girls' side was awesome. I mean, I think them kids get into that and they love it. And Tony did a nice job for you announcing all that stuff and all the prizes and stuff. And I think the kids look forward to that, and that'll be something they'll look forward to always. You know, that'll be something that you've done. It's going to stay here, I'm pretty sure.
Well, and you guys have been around long enough to know this. This is
what are you saying, we're old?
All of our sports programs.
we've been around a long time.
We've all been around together.
No, you're calling us old.
You guys have been here just as long as I have. Well, and stop. I mean, if you want me to just say it, just get it, rip the band-aid off, I will. But I'm just saying, you know as well as I do that this is good for our sports programs. We need kids that want to get and watch these things or hear those things or be around them. And we want to provide opportunities for our families to financially be able to make that happen too.
Sure.
So I think this is great for our sports numbers. I mean, in order to invest in our kids as a teacher, that involves sports and for recovery. So
that's right. Holly, thank you, sweetie, for talking to us. Let's keep winning. And just so you know, that the more we win, the more I get to give your daughter a couple more bucks every game. And I got a lot of money. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty loaded.
Let's get rid of it.
And I think there ain't a better person in the world to give it to than your beautiful daughter. So well, let's keep winning.
After the only thing I can ever say is that South Adams video that you took was. I think I cried by the time I got home, and it was just, and that was the only thing that calms me down. I'm like, okay, see, you need to bring Libby to the games because look at the experiences she can experience.
Oh,
now the next game after that, she was banging on the pep band drums at
St. I don't know that either.
So and then it,
she's diversified.
So she's got to participate.
And everybody in the gym thought it was hilarious, except for when I came out and I was like, whoa, what is she doing? So I just keep. And then I see that video of that sweet girl that made that shot, and then I think about St. Henry.
They're banging on the drum.
Literally, up at the pep band drum, banging on it, and I turn around, and there she is.
Holly, have a good one, kid. Good luck tomorrow
night.
Take care,
girl. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
We're going to come right back. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, my name is Ava Shane.
I'm Sophie Pearson.
And I'm Ella Shane.
And we are the Fort Recovery Girls Softball Team, and we're having our annual pulled pork fundraiser.
The tickets are just $8 each, and you can get one of Wendell's Barbecue's famous pulled pork sandwiches, mac and cheese, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 13th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and we'll also be selling them at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners available on March 13th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets.
Bye!
Bye!
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Tuesday, March 15th. It's carryout only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willies Barbecue using the international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe, and the dinner includes a smoked pork chop, baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. The tickets are only $8 and must be purchased by Thursday, March 3rd from any high school SADD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices. The Academic Boosters are the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster dinner tickets before March 3rd for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member. Then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Tuesday, March 15th between 4 and 6. And get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before March 3rd.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And we just had on the athletic director and girls basketball coach, Holly Gant.
Holly.
And Fee, last night in the boys game against Minster. You know what? We started kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought we was going to lose that game.
I didn't either. And they started three freshmen, which they're down a little bit, you know, yeah. And they're going to be good in a few years because those freshmen are pretty good.
Yeah.
But physically, we were just a bigger team and stronger team. And we kind of ran Coach Melton's play, I don't know what he calls it, Chicago or something, where he just splits two guys and throws it up in the air, and our guys just go get it and make baskets.
So yeah.
They had a hard time stopping that.
Yep. I thought the play of Caleb Evers last night.
Very, very good. Big, big game for him. Probably his best of the year.
He really has. He just needs to get a root for.
Yeah, he's easy to root for. I tell you what, and you know, he's sat a lot, and all of a sudden, you know, we got an injury to Daniel, and it's like, hey, we need some help, and here he is. He jumps right in there, pops in 10 points last night, probably had 8-10 rebounds too, and we talked about how funny it is when a ball goes loose. If he goes in there, you better hold on to your limbs because he's going to get the ball and maybe your arm with it.
Yeah, if you keep hanging on to the
ball,
hanging on to the ball, he'll throw you into the bleachers.
Yeah, that's exactly
he's a
right.
Strong kid.
I thought the play of everybody last night. I thought Landon posted a really nice job defensively.
He did.
I know Landon wants to get more involved on the offense.
He will. I think he will. Don't you? I
mean, yeah.
It's just one of them where he's just got to be confident. Shoot it.
Yeah,
you're not going to hurt anything.
Shoot. Landon needs to spend the summer in that gym shooting basketball.
Shooting ball. Yep.
And
he's kind of taking a niche to being the stopper. So mm-hmm. You know, and we were talking about it earlier today. Neil named off about three or four different kids that he stopped this year.
Yeah.
Averaging 18-20 points, and he's giving them 7-8. You know, done a great job.
He has, and then Logan. I thought Logan was solid last night in KO&O, and Owen had a nice fourth quarter. I thought he struggled early.
Struggled early.
Wasn't engaged. He's the type of kid where when he like that fourth quarter,
he turns it off.
He's best player on the floor.
He's just one of them guys that he's instant offense.
Yeah. I mean,
he can give you 8 points and. Yep. Seems like a minute.
Yeah,
it's just like boom,
and
boom,
I
boom.
Think he might have done that last night. He had 2 points going in, and he got a two and a three in 30 seconds.
Well, the huge three, the 2-pointer he made was an unbelievably tough shot.
Yeah.
After they had tied it up.
Yeah.
You know, and he turns around, hits a 15 fadeaway, 15 footer, and
tough shot.
And absolutely. And the JV's got one more game left, and they had a nice win last night. And, and Coach Wetzel's team, I'm pretty sure they're 12-9 with one to go.
I think so.
I think that's what I had.
Sounds about right.
And you know, they'll have a tough one with Bremen. And you know, I thought our JV team, they're fun to watch.
They've been fun to watch. I tell you what, and we've had years where we might even had a better record, but we're not near as fun to watch. These guys, they get out and play, and last night I thought the Deuce boy did a great job.
Yeah, I did too.
You know, he's down there in the corner and knocked a couple threes in, big shots for them, and just kind of pulled away and gave us a little gap, and that was really a big shot in the arm for us.
I love the Grover kid. Grover kid can stroke it. He can play basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a guy that you're going to have to find a spot for him next year. He'll be battling his way in there.
Yeah. And he can handle the ball and get it to where it belongs.
Yeah.
And we'll have to see next year if and when he is on the varsity, because he'll be getting passes to guys he hasn't played with for a while.
Yeah. And then you got a guy named Troy Homan who he's struggling right now from the foul line. I know it's eating him up. Troy Homan is going to be one hell of a basketball player.
He is.
He can score the ball.
Yep.
His post moves
pretty darn
are
good.
Hard to stop. Yep. But what he has to do is he has to learn how to shoot it.
He is so aggressive.
This offseason, he should absolutely forget everything he does about shooting a basketball and start from scratch.
Yep.
And when he learns how to shoot it, when he learns to make seven, you know, the way he plays, he's going to get fouled a lot.
Yeah,
and he's got to be able to go in there and make 70% of his free throws. Right now, he can't make 7%.
Yeah,
and he's too good of a player to do that.
I mean, we've
watched in his head.
He's a great athlete. We watch so many games that's how those point guards stay in there at the end of the game, hold on to the ball, and they get fouled, and they go up and knock free throws in.
Yeah.
If you can't do that, you're not going to get a play at the end of the game.
Yeah.
So he's got to work on that and get it done, because he is. I mean, he's so aggressive to the hole. He can't stop him. He's got a great mindset.
Big, strong, and he knows how to finish it around the rim.
He'll take it right to him, and he ain't scared to go in there, and I love that about him.
I do too. I love that too. I think that guy could really be a good basketball player.
He's another one. It's going to be a good basketball player. And another kid we haven't really mentioned on that JV team is Rex Leverett.
Yeah.
Had a great year. I mean, I think that kid, he's kind of converted from, you know, the smaller kid, I think, and all of a sudden now he's a big boy. He's, you know, 6'4", and he gets 10 rebounds a game, JV game, every time, and he's been getting about 10 points, too.
And then you got the Googsy and Toby, and I love those kids. Them kids are hard-playing kids.
They're hard-nosed kids. They play hard. I love watching kids that play hard.
Yeah, I do, too. Spencey, we're going to take a break.
Not until I get back with their water.
Spencey's getting water.
Spencey's water runner.
We have a great show coming up every year, and for a couple times a year, we have the Portland, and you guys are, who are we?
For Recovery Drama
crew.
Yeah.
And then we got Ray coming in after these guys.
Yep.
Who to talk to about another in. One. Well, there's Mr. Ray.
Ray's in the house.
Let's take a break, Spencey. We're going to introduce these kids, and we're going to have a lot of fun like we always do when they join us on the show.
Sounds
Sports
like
Talk, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hey,
The Fort Recovery High School Drama Club will present the Broadway musical She Loves Me in the middle school auditorium.
There are four performances with tickets at only $6. Our shows will be Friday through Sunday, February 18th, 19th, and 20th at 7 o'clock, with an additional Sunday afternoon matinee performance on the 20th at 2 o'clock p.m.
The musical is based on a play by Miklos Laszlo and was originally directed on Broadway by Harold Prince. It tells the story of two clerks at a 1930s European perfumery who can't stand each other, but are unknowingly writing to each other in a lonely hearts club. When the truth is revealed, will their budding love and romance survive?
Our audience capacity restrictions due to the pandemic last year are no more. We would love to perform for a full house this year. Get your tickets early at the high school office or performances for the drama club's production of Broadway musical She Loves Me, presented on February 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Back at it.
Mr. Feely, how are you tonight,
pretty
brother?
Pretty good, buddy. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Show. We are joined by Mr. Reed Knuth, and if anybody don't know who this guy is, he's a
one of the best.
He's a champion in our school district and in our area. And Reed, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You got a big event coming up here?
Yeah, this weekend.
Now, is this the first time you've been on since you've been married?
I believe so.
Ooh.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
How's that going? She won't kill you yet?
If she does, she hasn't told me.
Okay.
Well, would she? He's smiling bigger than
yes,
I know
he
that.
Is. Yeah. Absolutely. So we got a big one coming up here at Fort Recovery Local Schools, and why don't you go ahead and take over and tell us a little bit about it.
So the Fort Recovery High School Drama Club is putting on She Loves Me, the promo that played right before this. Mm-hmm. It's a Broadway musical. Isn't one of the most... it's not like a Disney show or something. So it might not be one that people have heard of, but it was on Broadway. They actually just revamped it a few years ago. It's a really funny show. It tells a story. There are two people, we actually have them here, that they work in a perfumery in the 1930s in Europe, and they can't stand each other. And simultaneously are writing letters in a lonely hearts club. I guess online dating before online dating was a thing.
Yeah.
And so they're in love with each other, but they also hate each other. And then eventually, of course, they find out your typical Hallmark plot. They find out and I won't ruin the ending, but I'm sure anybody can guess.
Yeah. Absolutely. You When you guys go about starting something like this, how do you go about getting, you ask for volunteers, or how's that work to get the spots filled?
We have a drama club that the students sign up for at the beginning of the year. And so I just kind of tell them, send messages to the drama club that we have a meeting. And at the meeting, I just tell them what show I picked and when tryouts are, and then whoever shows up. And I also have a form that people that are not interested in being on stage but interested in working lighting and sound and all that stuff, they can fill out a form. So that's kind of how I recruit.
Get started.
So when you pick a show, do you pick according to who you have in the drama club?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you don't want to have, if you got six guys in the show and only three in the drama club, doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't do Fiddler on the Roof until we have a whole bunch of guys.
Yeah.
And right now our numbers are growing.
Now, would they have to be Jewish?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay. Because that's kind of what the show's about.
How many you got in your drama club?
We're in the ballpark, 25-ish range.
Good.
Wow, that's awesome. That's
good. I think all told, we're around the 30 mark totally involved with the show.
Awesome.
Backstage, all that.
So when you get to play and you're writing this baby up and you do the music, is that correct, I figure? Or how's that?
Yeah, I kind of direct all of it. So we don't have live music, but we have, similar to what Jay County Civic does, we have the official Music Theater International Broadway tracks that we use for background music. And so I do the music, I do the props, set, all that, but I don't take all the credit because they did a whole bunch, and I have students that have done a ton, And good. Robin Armstrong has done all my costumes because I have no fashion sense at all. And
I think you look
they
good.
Will tell you that. And yeah.
You want to introduce your cohorts behind yes. you here with smiling yeah. from ear to ear? Look at them.
We have Caden Marshall. He plays Georg Novak. We have Olivia Smith. She plays Ladislava Sipos.
Gesundheit.
Yeah. Hungarian names.
Yep.
And we have Jossie Lefevre. She plays Amalia Balish.
And when you, with these kids here, you have some experience. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of the students that are in the show now have done shows in Fort Recovery in the past. We always, every year we get a couple new ones that have never done a show before. We also we have students that do other shows in the area. A couple of Jay County Civic people. I know Harmony players. We have some people who have done that. I'm drawing a blank. New Bremen. Crescent Theater. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's, we kind of, that most of them have some experience.
Yeah. Good. You're doing four shows?
Yes, we have four. We have 7 o'clock shows on Friday and Saturday, and then we have a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock show on Sunday.
Beautiful.
So is there any chance that we could get some vocals tonight?
Yeah, that's why I brought them.
All right. That's what we want to hear.
That's what we wait for.
We'll go ahead and introduce what they're singing, and we'll turn it over to them.
I don't know what they're planning on. What are you guys planning on singing? We're going to do... They're not going to sing all together. We're going to do three little quick...
Yeah.
Solos. That sounds good.
So,
awesome.
Who's going first?
Jossie.
Okay. All right, Jossie's going to sing first.
Jossie's our...
Sounds good.
She can tell you what she's going to sing.
And I don't have any background music for you, so sorry.
No, that's all right.
Yep. Look at that smile, man. She's awesome. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to sing Vanilla Ice Cream. It's kind of my song when I kind of figure out not exactly who I'm in love with, but how I'm starting to like the person I hate.
There you go.
Ice cream, vanilla ice cream. He bought me ice cream, imagine that, ice cream. And for the first time, we were together without a spat. Friendly, he was so friendly, that isn't like him. I'm simply stunned. Woof, wonders never cease, woof, wonders never cease. It's been a most peculiar day. Well, wonders never cease. Well, wonders never cease. Oh, where was I?
I'm gonna ask you a question, Kay. And I love music, right? And so does the scavenger.
I do.
And when you hear a song like that, okay, and when you get the you know what you're gonna do. How long does it take you to memorize that kind of stuff? I mean, are you laying in your bed at night with the headphones on, listening to every word and writing stuff down, or how long does it take you to get that? Because that's talking about something that, you know, you didn't get the words for a month or a couple months ago. How's that work?
Well, I kind of have to listen to it over again. It's kind of like a pop song. Like, whenever you listen to it without knowing it, you kind of memorize the lyrics. And so if you listen to it while you're doing something else, you can kind of get it through your head. So it can take a while depending on like what kind of song it is and how much you enjoy it, but usually it doesn't take too long.
Is that right?
Hmm.
Man, was that the way you are, Ray? You about the same way, or you take you like a month?
Couple days.
Yeah, couple days.
Yeah, I can't remember anything. Well, you are a young lady here, and you've been around the music venture here around Fort Covering and Jay County, and if you're in it, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. And by the way, I wanted to congratulate you on the national anthem. You did that a few times this year. You did a great job. You did
Take the music out. We don't need that.
Yeah, you guys.
It's okay.
That.
No. Nope.
Okay. Well,
hey. No. From now on, next year, a cappella.
All right.
Turn them out.
I'll have to stop with Steve's rescue this time.
You can do it.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right. You're
Bubba's
awesome.
Bubba's saying take the music out because he has to usually be the one.
No. I'm just saying these girls are too good for that.
They are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Who's next?
I think I am.
All right.
All right.
So,
the song I am singing.
Make sure you introduce yourself.
Oh, sorry. I am Olivia Smith. I play Letslava Sipos. I am like Caden's right-hand woman, wing woman kind of girl. The song I sing is basically me losing my mind, getting kind of tired of this job. So, call me fool. That's all right with me. Here's my rule. Never disagree. Where's my pride? Swallowed long ago. Deep inside, where it doesn't show. Bowing, scraping, nodding, beaming, always humble, not an ounce of self-respect. That's all I got for you today.
That's awesome.
Very good.
Awesome, you. Absolutely. I have a question. What grade are you in?
I am in 10th grade.
What grade are you in?
10th grade.
So do you guys, are you guys buds?
Yeah. Yes.
Good. Okay, so do and you cousins. Guys, do you guys challenge each other? Do you say, you know what? By the time we graduate, we want to make Fort Recovery history as far as stuff like, do you ever have a goal like that? Like I want to be the best, you know, drama club or singer or, I'm just saying, you gotta kind of feed off each other, right?
We definitely do, kind of. We kind of have a little competition.
Yeah,
who can memorize their stuff fastest, who can make each other laugh while off stage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm usually winning right now.
Are you kicking her butt?
You got her.
Yeah. Always. Well, that's right. Well, you guys are champs, man.
Great job.
Thank you.
Great job.
Let's introduce. Well, look at him. He's ready to go.
Yep. We're ready.
Rocky, come on up. Absolutely. Introduce yourself, my friend.
I'm Caden Marshall. And I'll be singing tonight at 8, which is kind of where I'm like stressing out about the date that I have during the show, and so I guess it will go. I haven't slept a wink, I only think of our approaching tete-a-tete tonight at 8. I feel a combination of depression and elation. What a stay to wait till 8. 3 more minutes, 2 more seconds, 10 more hours to go. In fact, in spite of all I've written, she may not be very smitten, and my hopes perhaps may all collapse kaput tonight at 8.
Nicely done.
Wow.
Awesome, buddy.
Tremendous.
Yeah, heck of a job.
That's great.
Yeah. You're going to sell this baby out again, ain't you?
I hope so.
Yeah, hopefully. That's right. That's right.
So,
what grade you in, bud?
9.
You're
freshman?
9.
No.
Yeah.
I was thinking for the senior, love of so.
God.
That's good.
Huh?
Good.
How talented are these guys?
Grief. These guys are good.
Yeah, good years ahead.
Yeah. So yes, you ain't going nowhere. That's exactly right. Well, thank you, man. I enjoyed that.
Good
Thanks,
job.
Caden.
Yeah. Reed, talk a little bit about when the show is, ticket sales, and how we can get them.
Yep.
So the show is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7 o'clock each night. There's also a matinee 2 o'clock performance on Sunday. Tickets are $6. We're doing it a little differently from last year because we don't have the quota of number of people that we had last year. They can be picked up in the high school office. Bought at the door. I don't anticipate, because we can fill up the whole auditorium, I don't anticipate having issues seats. So I would recommend people just buy them at the door. But if people would like to buy ahead of time, they can definitely get them from Cheryl Winning in the high school office. So
you participated in the J Theater here with their big event. Well, what was the name of it again?
Elf.
He
was awesome.
And
what does it say on his shirt,
Bob? Well, I'm really not looking at his outfit because he don't dress very good. But
got his Elf shirt on.
But when you have you ever did anything more enjoyable? How, like by the end of the last show, how was your feeling towards that thing? Because I had heard from the first show to the last show, the show was so much better, and the first show was great. And is there a truth to that? Is there a relaxation, or how's that?
Yeah, and I think on the last show night, there's kind of a got nothing to lose kind of attitude, and you kind of leave it all out there. It doesn't get much better. My wedding was the best.
Well, no,
yeah,
we
can't do that.
She's listening, ain't she?
It doesn't matter. He was telling the truth.
Amen.
He's thinking.
Yeah,
that's right. Hey, I seen you on Thursday, and I thought Thursday's show was fantastic.
Thanks.
I thought what you did was phenomenal. I was laughing my butt off. I thought it was awesome.
We are very lucky to have you in our school system.
Thank you.
We not only because of your talent, but because of your love of the kids, how you just I don't know, man, you're a perfect fit for us.
Yeah, that band was fabulous this year too. Did a great job with them again.
Thanks,
as always.
Appreciate you stopping up, and then our mics are always open. So
yeah, anything going on?
Yeah, anytime you have something you want to promote, let us know. We can get you the portable recorder and let the kids record things like we did, or you can just send us a little note. We can do stuff. I'll always want to help promote whatever your group or several different groups have going.
Sounds good. Thank you.
It's awesome.
Thank you, buddy. Let's take a break, Spencer. We'll come back in. We got Ray Cooney from J Civic Center. What are we?
J County Civic Theater.
Coming in. Right after this.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
At the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
The Jay County Civic Theater will be presenting the musical, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, February 24th through the 27th, that's Thursday through Sunday, at Arts Place in Portland. Tickets are $10 for students and $12 for adults and are available at artsland.org or by calling 260-726-4809. The shows will be at 7 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with a Sunday afternoon matinee performance at 2 o'clock. The show features performers from all around the area, and Fort Recovery Band Director Reed Knuth is the musical director. These shows usually sell out, so get your tickets now for the Jay County Civic Theater's production of the musical, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, coming Thursday through Sunday, February 24th through 27th. Tickets are available now at artsland.org or by calling 260-726-4809.
Talk with Bubba and Fee. We got a special guest coming in. We talked about the Jay County Civic Theater is going to perform the Putnam County Spelling Bee. And our main man, the guy we love from Jay County, Ray Cooney. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Looking forward to this.
It's going to be a fun show.
It'll be a good one.
You know, we were just talking about it. It's not like Elf. It doesn't have the big name, you know, with the movie that everybody knows. But it's really funny. Mm-hmm. It's got really great music. So I think people are really going to enjoy it. And there are some special things in the show that we'll touch on a little bit later.
Now, one of those things might be what Ed Thurman says on his promo on WPGW, you'll learn some new words.
You will definitely learn some new words. That is for sure.
That one made me giggle when Ed said that.
That's correct.
I heard that this morning.
That'll be interesting. Awesome. So how many people you got in the show?
So this is a smaller cast. We've got about 12 or 15. Mm-hmm. So it's a much smaller group. And so basically the way the show is written is this is about a group of elementary middle school spellers who are played by adults. Mm-hmm. And that's the way the show is written. It's intended to be performed that way. And you're kind of following these kids who all have various quirks kind of through the spelling bee, but also as they're trying to figure out their way through the weirdness of their lives. We all know how awkward middle school can be.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what they're dealing with.
That's awesome. So do we have, we got the big guy behind you.
We do.
He might be in this one.
He might be in this one, yes.
That's awesome.
He's back again. I'm on stage. Jason McGraw, who directed Elf, is on stage this time around. A lot of the cast of Elf is back in this one.
The Whirling Girl?
She is.
Yes,
Rachel's in it. So we have a pretty experienced cast for this one. We also have the ability to, in fact, it's written in the show, you can, if you're in the audience, volunteer to be a speller.
A speller?
Yes.
Ooh, that'd be bad for me.
I want in.
So,
I can't spell anything.
You love to be embarrassed?
Oh, yeah.
So basically, we have a... That could be a word. we bring on four audience members, and they become part of the show. Oh, and that's pretty much all you need to know about it. I play Vice Principal Douglas Panch, and I am the word pronouncer. Mm-hmm. So basically, I just call you up to the microphone, and I'll give you a word, and you'll ask me for a definition and the word used in a sentence, and then you try to spell it.
Interesting.
And if you get it right, you get to hang around. If you don't, you're out of here.
Get back in your seat. Get out of here.
So I don't know about you guys, but I think we should call Mr. Spencer up to the microphone.
There you go.
Yes.
Mr. Spencer.
Yes.
Your word is dengue.
Can you give me the definition and can you use it in a sentence?
Absolutely. So dengue is a disease transmitted by mosquitoes that causes headache, severe joint pain, rash, and extreme diarrhea. And the sentence is, when the pediatrician asked Billy to describe the symptoms of his dengue, he said, "It's like there was a race out of my tushy, and everybody won."
So, may I ask one question? Is there an H in this letter, in this word?
What do I look? I can't give you clues.
Okay, D-E-N-G-A-Y.
Ding. That is incorrect.
Oh, well, then they spelled it wrong.
And you're out.
You're out.
You're back.
So I can go sit in my seat.
You get to go sit in your seat. So basically, we'll have four people who get rotated into the spelling and see how long.
So is it Bubba's turn to spell dengue?
No. No, we're only picking on you tonight.
Okay, that's all right.
Perfect. Perfect.
I'm okay with that. So was there an H in there?
No, there is no H.
Damn it.
D E N G U E.
He'll be mad about that the whole time.
Yeah, I will.
He takes a lot of pride in his spelling.
Oh, absolutely.
So I've never had to spell dengue in my life.
Dengue.
You've probably had the symptoms before.
Yeah.
Right.
So what's interesting is these guys, the rest of the cast really has to be on their toes because you never know when someone might get a word right that you thought they would get wrong, or worse, get a word wrong that they really should have gotten right.
Right.
So they have to be ready for whatever pops up.
So you guys do two shows a year, three? What's your?
We're typically at about three. Of course, COVID threw everything off, and that's the other thing about this show. This show is the one that we were scheduled to do in April 2020.
Okay.
We were about halfway through rehearsals, and then COVID hit and everything got canceled pushed and pushed and pushed, and we're finally getting to get back on stage. So the cast is really excited to have the opportunity to do that.
I see you brought some people with you. Want to introduce?
I did. So we've got Reed Knuth back again. I think you guys know that.
Yep.
We don't need to talk about him anymore.
Yeah, I'm done.
And then we also brought Joey Bailey. He was also in Elf, and he is the director for 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and this is his directorial debut.
Debut. All right. So,
first shot at it.
Where are you from, Joe?
Portland, Indiana.
Portland.
We know where that is.
Yeah.
Been here a few times, ain't we?
Yeah.
How long have you been involved in the Civic Theater?
2019.
Okay,
good. 2019,
yeah,
good deal.
So we got him on stage first, and then he was an assistant director for our student director for Frozen Junior. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's kind of grown into the role of director.
How rewarding has this job been for you?
It's just a lot of fun all the time, and especially when you see something come through the way Elf did. You know, six sellout shows.
You're crazy.
You can't beat that. And especially when you see and get to work with people like the kids who you just had in here. All three of them have been in Jay County Civic shows before. Yeah. And you just get to see them, especially if they keep coming back, grow from, you know, being shy and and not able to do much to really taking control of things. And we've got actually one of the young women in this show I would put in that category. Her first show, McKenna Vore, who actually has family over here in Fort Recovery, I know. She her first show was Miracle on 34th Street, and she was real quiet and, you know, kind of stayed to herself. And now she's got a big role in this show and is doing a great job.
Good. As we get older, and I'm talking about me, you, and Fee, and we see these young kids come around like that, what a wonderful feeling it is for us, and for when you see kids come out of their shell like that, and know that although you didn't play a real big part, you did play a part in it, and it's gotta be neat, and just like Reed when he connects to those young kids. Can it get any better?
No, I mean that's what you want to do. You want to have whatever small part you can have in seeing them grow into someone who's successful and confident and able to do all sorts of different things.
Yeah. I just feel like what you're doing, it's so cool because you're getting the same kids back every year. Mm-hmm. It just seems like they love it. You know, they have to love it or they wouldn't come back.
Well, and the really neat thing about all of the shows, I think, is the wide age range that we have of people who are working together. So Elf, we had everybody from 8 years old to 67, even though on stage we said he was 88. but huge age range, and everybody's on the same page working toward the same goal. And even this one, where we have more of an adult cast, we range from about 17 to mid-40s. So, you know, you get a good mix of people working together to make this happen.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Really cool. And when I see all these little kids come through here and like those Lefevre girl and
boy, they're fun to watch.
And Caden Marshall.
It's awesome. It's great. Let's go over your dates of yours.
Okay, so dates of the show are February 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. The first three are Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Those are 7 o'clock shows, and then 2 p.m. Sunday matinee. So you go see She Loves Me this weekend, you come see Spelling Bee next weekend. And in both cases, I know they're shows that, you know, it's not a name that people know, but I really encourage you to come out because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
You're going to laugh. You're really going to enjoy it. So, and the casts are both working really hard. Joey and I both visited one of Reed's rehearsals, and I believe some of his kids are coming over to ours tomorrow. So,
good.
Trying to work together, and I'm going to let Joey get on here and
do some
talking, and maybe get Reed to sing. I don't know. We'll see.
There we go.
Reed, you a little busy right now?
A little bit.
A little bit.
First of all, Joey, welcome to Fort Recovery Radio, and good luck on your big directorial debut, man.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit here about your role and what you want to talk about.
Yeah, this is my first time directing. When I was student director for Frozen, I remember they announced the show and they couldn't find a director to save their lives. And so finally, I just woke up one day and said, oh, what the heck, I'll give it a shot.
Give
so that's kind of how we wound up here. But it's been kind of intimidating directing Ray and Reed and Jason McGraw and all those big shots over there, but they've been really cool to work with make life really easy. So
yeah. Good. Yeah, absolutely. So you've played in the last few years, you've been part of the shows as well, correct?
Yeah, I was in Elf, which I originally wasn't supposed to be in. They had someone drop, so I filled a spot. And then student director for Frozen Junior, I played Pepper in Mamma Mia. And then I was involved in Newsies when they did Newsies.
Now, did you go to college?
I did go to college. I went to Ball State. I graduated last spring.
All right.
And religious studies was my major.
Okay, so. Well, good for you. That's good awesome. Yeah. So
you employed now, or
I'm actually currently in trade school learning how to be a piano tuner. So
wow,
we're doing now.
Wow,
really?
Yeah,
piano tuner.
Yeah,
I don't know anybody had pianos anymore.
No idea. Might be a big job.
You got one at home yet?
I have an upright.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
it needs worked on.
Need it tuned?
It probably does. I know. I have no idea how to play it. It's decorations.
Well, we're going to fix it up.
Yeah.
And send somebody over to play it.
We can make that happen, too.
It makes no difference if it's in tune or out of tune. It's got it has flowers on it.
That's exactly
and
right.
Peacock feathers.
So the guy behind you, Mr. Canute, he's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
How's his spelling?
I think it's pretty good. Although,
can you beat him?
Oh, I could probably beat him. Yeah.
Can you? That a boy. Is there anybody better than you at it?
Oh, no, definitely not.
You are the champion.
I'm the director. Of course I'm the best.
he has the notes in front of him.
There you go.
Now you're seeing what we have to deal with.
Yeah.
Well, if I'd known it was French origin, I'd have had it right.
Oh, here we go.
He's still thinking about it.
Over there.
It is.
He'll call you tomorrow afternoon.
I'll be looking it up. I'm sure it's French origin because it ends in UE.
So how much music is in this?
It's a musical, so there's quite a bit musical. Numbers. Reed actually is our musical director.
Okay.
So he's done a lot of the heavy lifting directing the music. So,
are you a singer?
I try. I don't know if I'd call myself a singer, but I can sing.
So is Reed gonna? Is he gonna belly out of tune here tonight? Or
I don't know, Reed. You gonna belly out of tune here tonight?
I can.
You got one?
You're ready, ain't you?
Sure.
Yeah, give her a shot, Reed.
Let's go. Well, thank you for stopping up.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, our mics are always open.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on over anytime.
Stand back a little. All right, so I play Chip Tolentino. He's like a middle school. He's about the opposite of Buddy the Elf, like personality wise. He won the spelling bee the previous year and knows it, and he's very arrogant. I'll sing. It's the first song of the show. At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, my parents keep on telling me just being here is winning. Although I know it isn't so.
I like it.
Heck yes. Perfect.
That's perfect.
And then you're the defending champion.
Oh, yeah.
And you get upset in this one? Do you win it?
We're not
going to
tell you.
That's to be determined.
DB determined. And it could be.
Can Neil beat him?
He could be defeated by one of the.
Beat anybody. He's 0-1.
He ain't even close. We threw him back in the chair.
I got a lot of the letters right. Pretty sure I got the first letter right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we want to thank you guys for stopping up. Anything else you want to add, Ray? You want to?
I did a little recording of the cast doing the end of one of the Spelling Bee songs, so I'll share that with you.
That'd be great.
Hopefully it sounds okay.
There you have it, folks. Very nice. Next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Yep.
That's correct.
Get your tickets, and you're never disappointed going over there. Thanks, you guys, for coming up.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
I'm amused that Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee has turned into Theater Talk.
We're going to do Sports Talk first hour, Theater Talk
second Theater Talk second.
Yeah. I think it'll fly.
Hey, if you do 52 shows a year, You'll be on every week.
There you go.
Perfect. We always appreciate your support over here. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Glad you guys
came. Let's take a break, Spence. Come right back. We'll close the show up. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay? Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face? Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy. 419-678 4858.
Here are the basketball games coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians begin their tournament trail. They'll play Waynesfield Goshen at Spencerville at 7:30 and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the game. On Friday, the boys will play their last regular season game as they travel to New Bremen to take on the league co-leading Cardinals. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game. If the girls beat Waynesfield Goshen on Thursday, they'll play again at Spencerville on Saturday at 7:30 against the winner of the Minster-Ridgemont game, and we'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game. Lots of basketball this weekend as the boys finish their regular season and the girls begin their tournament play. So get to as many of these games as you can, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for this Friday's boys basketball game at New Bremen will be sold tomorrow only in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be no ticket sales on Friday. Presale tickets are $7 for both adults and students. All tickets at the door will be $8.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Show partner.
Yeah, it was a good show. Good show.
Yeah, I love listening to those guys come in and
yep.
And the young and the youth talent here in the Ford.
We got a lot of talent. I'll tell you what.
Second to none, man.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
And I appreciate you guys doing that because most of the time they're still at practice when we have Insight, so we can't do them on Insight.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really good that you guys.
Well, we enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we got a big weekend playing Fee Thursday. Yep. Tomorrow night the girls are in action at Spencerville versus Waynesfield Goshen. Friday the guys wrap up the regular season at New Bremen.
Be a tough
state
one.
Ranked Cardinals. That'll be a barn burner, and the Indians want to keep the momentum going for tournament.
We can take away their yep. part of the MAC too.
That's right. And let's hope Saturday night we're back at them for a sectional final.
That'd be awesome. That'd yep. be a great
the girls
weekend.
Girls have been playing well. It yep. seems like.
I can see they can do it. And
we have momentum.
They're on track to play maybe Minster again.
I agree.
I tell you what, we gave them a great game here.
The thing about that Minster game is I can almost visualize how that's going to plan out. They are going to come out and they're going to jump on us.
Yeah.
And we got to be able to match their intensity because they are going to be. Yeah, absolutely. So for Bubba and Fee and Spencey here at Sports yep. Talk, appreciate you guys listening. We'll be back at them next Wednesday night.
Not next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Boys play.
Boys game.
Boys tournament game.
It's
Wednesday
week
night. Wednesday,
week off
Friday.
Next week. Really?
Yep. Yeah, for some reason they threw a Wednesday
threw
in.
Threw a Wednesday in.
That's St. Mary's, right?
That's St. Mary's.
In the area where almost every school has Wednesday night blocked out for sports, they threw in a game. We're playing a tournament game at 7:30.
We're going at it.
Let's do it.
Yep.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
We'll see you in a couple weeks, huh?
Sounds good, buddy.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.